Blog Talk Radio.
My God, I'm going with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm right there where I need to be at today. Hallelujah. You got to set your day. Just in case it's your time to go with Jesus. Will you be ready? Hallelujah. Will you be ready? See, someone's been asking up. Don't give me a little more time. There ain't no time left. God, hallelujah, makes time. We take time. I want you to understand today. I'm going with Jesus. Get ready. Stay ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep your back just in case your daddy comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to the shout. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise going on him because he's worthy of all praise going on and more. In the name of Jesus Christ, just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life, in the life of your children. Thank God for he's a God of children that he can step in right there. Hallelujah. Just turn this situation around so that just thank God that he's a healer. We know God can be a healer, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling right now, God can step in and touch your body and heal you just like that in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want you to understand you've got to believe to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer right now that God increase your faith to believe that he is a way maker, a promise keeper, a miracle worker, not just in your life, but in your life too. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, but when Jesus came, he didn't just come for me and my family. He came for you and your family too. And even those that don't believe, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the joyful shout to the Lord out of their ears. All right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, serve the Lord with gladness. Come aboard, brethren, to see him. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not ourselves. And not, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Into his face right now with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And into his court with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful to him and bless his name right now because he is God Almighty by himself. He's the creator of all things. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Will you give him praise today? Hallelujah. Will you stand to your feet right now and just thank God? Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. My God, my God, you didn't do it by yourself. Amen. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Providence T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everybody that's on the line today. God bless you. God bless you in a mighty great way. Amen. May God bless your family in a mighty great way. Amen. In every prayer that you pray, may God answer your prayers according to his will, plan, and purpose for your life. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. We thank you, Father God. For one more time, amen. I want you all to get ready, get ready, get your mouth ready, grab your water, because we want to shout today. Amen. We want to shout. My God, my God. I got a text message and I lost a dear friend. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? Do you know what happened? And they said the person that my age went to school together died in his sleep. So I just thank God. So many things that we take for granted. We take for granted that we're going to lay down and get back up the next morning. We take for granted every breath that we take, every beat of our heart. You know, that's why I say you got to set your day, set your mind on God and things of God, and be ready. Hallelujah, go with Jesus. Because anytime, don't be afraid of it, because one day it's going to come. But know where you're going. Hallelujah. How do I know that, Pastor? Live away according to God has called us to live. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come to serve today. I come to serve you this morning on the show. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, and I decree in the crowd that all my old ways have passed away. The new has come. I'm a new woman today. I'm not the same woman I was on yesterday. Matter of fact, I wasn't the same woman this morning at 6 a.m. when we pray. I've been changed. My mind has been renewed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I just thank God because God is able to do that. Just like that. Just like that. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout. Hallelujah. Evangelist Kimberly Murphy, and give God our prayers. Glory and honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, God, for being my provider. I thank you for being the love of my soul, God. I thank you for the victory over every situation, every circumstance that arises, God. I just thank you for being a real, mighty, living God. And besides you, there is none other. God, I love you, and I give you all the praise and glory. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's why we have to be, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm so excited. My God, my God, every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing, Lord. It's just a blessing that God gives us. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm talking about those daily know the benefits of God. It's a benefit. It's a blessing. Amen. God bless you, God. Keep your evangelist. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was trying to let my mom know we were on the shout. She was trying to get on the shout when we weren't here, but we thank God for it. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Kelly. Give God our praise, glory, hallelujah. Shout, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, glory, hallelujah. I just want to shout, and I want to shout, shout, shout. My sister called me. She's in the hospital. She's going to have some heart surgery, a bypass tomorrow, but she had a small medical scare. She was sitting in a chair, and her head started hurting really, really bad. Then all of a sudden, her heart felt like it was going to jump out of her chest, and she pushed the button and pushed the button. And I'm just so blessed that these nurses ran fast, because sometimes at the nurse's station, they don't always come fast when you hit that little button. This time, the Lord pushed them. They got there in time. They gave her the nitroglycerin tablets and did a whole, you know, bunch of other stuff to her, and she's stable. But she's going to have a heart tomorrow. But I'm just so happy because, you know, I'm in and out of the hospital. Well, thank God, not of late. But most of my, in the last 10 years, 13, 14, 15 times a year. So I know when you push that button, they don't always come. So I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking him. They came. This time they came. They came fast.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank God for it. What's your sister name, Sister Connie?
So my baby sister, Katrina. We got the same dad, but different mom. She just moved down here from Nashville.
Okay. We're going to lift up in prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone is on the line. Let us come together right now. Touch and agree and combine our faith together to Katrina in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, combining our faith up with our sister Connie today. And Lord, we pray as we lift up your daughter, Katrina. Father God, we ask that she heal in the mighty way of God. Lord, we ask that Jesus' name, Father God, that you will send your angelic doctors, oh God, your anointed doctors. Oh, Father God, medical staff to see after your daughter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will order their hands, oh God, every strategic way, oh God, the surgery on tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We counsel every assignment of the wicked one. Satan and his agents right now concerning the life of Katrina. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that it is ceased and it's dead and it's no more. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We remove our name right now by faith, the power that God has given us off of every list, hallelujah, of the enemy that was working, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not one of Satan's agents would see her, even her name, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we decree and declare right now by faith together that everything is already all right and she's victorious. Hallelujah. And she's healed and delivered, set free. And we see her home well and doing well with a speedy recovery right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about right now. Hallelujah. Over your daughter, Connie, over your daughter, Katrina, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All that the love is concerned about. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God be the glory. And we all say amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We're praying for you every morning. We don't forget about you in the morning. So at 6 a.m., we are praying for Sister Connie. And you on that road driving the bus. So we are praying.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank
we love you, Sister Connie. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray for Sister Connie, Sister Katrina. We know God is able and everything is already all right. We just wait for the praise report, amen. When you have that kind of faith, knowing later God is going to do it, amen. Open up your mouth and shout, hallelujah. Sister Dorita Jones, give God our praise, all his glory right now. Shout, glory.
Thank you, my. He's so good to me. I missed his line. I missed it. I'm glad you're back. And I thank the Lord. He's so good to me. He's so good to me. And I thank you. And he's been so good. And I love him. I love him. And I want you all to keep praying for me that I will get out of this bed and walk and shout, shout, shout. I want to be an emotional shouting. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God. Father God, we lift up your daughter right now, Father God. We pray for your miracle work of God. She said, Father, as she comes today, Father God, as he comes such an agreement with your daughter, Garita, she said, I want to be able to be a moving shot. She want a moving shot. So, Father God, we know that you can do it. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, according to your time, thank you, Lord God. But Lord, we pray, let there be no more delays, Father God. Oh, Lord, make her able to move and check the arm, to kick the legs, this child, like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And she said, God, you are so good. We just want to say thank you for your goodness right now, Father God, that's operating through, hallelujah, even on this line today in the life of the believer, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We serve a God that is able, everybody. He's able. Just stay right there, trust and believe in God. Hallelujah. We may not understand what God is doing, but understand it all works together for the good. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Sister Dylan, help your mother give God our praise, glory, honor, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a brand new grace and mercy today. Lord, I thank you for waking me up, my family up, Lord, this morning. Continue on blessing me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I just love you today. I just don't want to ask for nothing but to give you praise, honor, and glory. That's all I want to do for you today because you've been good to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory,
man, glory,
glory
to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. It's been so good. It's been so good. It's been so good. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. We serve a great God. Amen. Oh, my God. Boy, Lord, you bow your head. Come on now. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. You've been so good. When I just think about the goodness of the Lord, shout. Hallelujah. I can't help but to shout glory. Hallelujah. My God. It's been so good. All right, Kevin, bring the girl open to me about this show. Give God our praise, glory, on the show. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I have intentionally, on purpose, I choose to, I have to, I must, I have decided to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless all of us and our families forever. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. God bless you. God keep you, cousin. May God continue to strengthen you. Father, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may peace come and be still. And everybody's home is home. May God make you a peacemaker. Everywhere you go, that you will bring the peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For anyone that's on the call right now, and it's your first time being on the call, hallelujah. Well, press one. If you want to shout with us, we want to hear your voice. Tell us what God has done for you. We know we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can do all things but fail. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It is my prayer that all be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I know Pastor Manny wanted to get in on the shop this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So you all just want to share a few things with you all today. I'm just so excited what God is doing. We went out to Louisiana. We went to Arkansas, Hot Springs, Arkansas. We're just looking at the beauty of God and all God's creation and just taking it all in. A lot of times we take those things for granted. You know, I just had an opportunity just to really take in the air. And I don't know if you ever stop and just really when they say smell the roses and just thanking God for the sun, the moon, the light. Because I was out there. We were driving in the night. We were driving during the day in the morning. And I had an opportunity, and I haven't been there in a long time, to just thank God and just look at God's creation and just thank him. You know, can we be in a place of thanksgiving, just thanking God for what he's already done? You know, he's done, God knows what you need before you ask. Hallelujah. But the most important thing, hallelujah, is that we have God and that the first thing we do is just thank God. And the first prayer of our mouth should be a prayer of thanksgiving and asking God, hallelujah, to asking God, what is it that God would have for us to do? We're so busy telling God what we need him to do. But can we ask God to say, Father, what is it that you have for me to do today? And I shall be obedient to do it. Lord, let me receive divine directions and instructions. You know, if we can stop complaining and whining and looking at everybody else and what they have and talking about what we don't have. I was telling a young lady, I said, what we got to do is thank God that we don't have cancer, that we don't have any illnesses or sicknesses, that we don't have dementia. Also, you know, we got to thank God for for what we don't have, that we're not disabled. We gotta thank God that we're able to even feed ourselves. Have you ever went to a hospital and walked around and see people just wanting to be able to sit up, that they can't sit up? People just want to walk, and you can walk, but we're complaining about everything else, but we're not thanking God for what we have and what God has already done in our life. And we just start praying that prayer of thanksgiving, that we can wake up and just ask God, Father, I just want to say thank you. What is it that you have for me to do today, oh God? And Lord, how will you give me the strength, Lord God? I go in your strength, Lord God, out of my own strength. Just being in a place of thanksgiving all the days of your life, not complaining. And then, and I want to say this because it happens so many times. I'm not talking about anyone specific. I'm just talking about the human race itself, that sometimes we allow our prideful self to get in the way, our self-righteous self to get in the way, our own attitudes to get in the way of what God is trying to do. We're so busy complaining about it, saying, get out the way. Man, you asked me to work this thing for you, but you're so busy getting in the way. You keep coming back. What you're coming back for? I'm going to take you at his instruction. Go over there and sit down, do what I told you to do, and I'm going to work this thing out for your good. But when we trust God to do it, see, when we start putting our hands in it, we start messing that thing up. When we put our hands in it, we allow the enemy to come in and wreak havoc and what God is trying to do. Because why? We're prideful, we're rebellious, we're disobedient, we're not trying to hear nobody but ourselves. And I'm not talking to just one person. Because I know sometimes we all get in that place where we got an attitude and we wonder why things are happening. We can't forgive people because they don't deserve to be forgiven because of what they did. No, that's not true. If that's the case, God will not forgive you.
Amen.
So we got to be in that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that I'll have an open mind to receive today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I want you to understand the power of faith. Because you can't pray without faith. I mean, because the question would be, who are you praying to?
Yeah.
You can't pray without believing. You can't come until you can believe. That's just what it is. You may not want to accept that, but until you're able to believe that God sent his only begotten son, until you're able to believe that there is a God, and that God sent his only begotten son, why are you praying? Are you praying on a wish? Are you praying on a maybe? Are you praying, I'm just going to see?
Yeah.
You've got to believe for yourself.
Yeah.
I can't believe for you. Your mother can't believe for you.
Yeah.
You got to believe for yourself. And faith is so important, you all.
Yeah.
And you always hear me say, stay in that place of believing and stay in that place of faith. This is where God will meet you at every time. But when you get out of that place, God can't meet you any other place but in the place of faith and believing.
Yeah.
Anywhere close to it, ain't it?
Right.
Anywhere almost there, ain't it?
Right.
Listen, the other song almost doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
You got to be right there.
Amen.
You got to be right there. The Bible says, you all, we're talking about faith. You know, fix your gaze today. Fix your gaze.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, then Jesus said to the woman, your faith in me has given you life.
Yeah.
Then you may lead and walk in the ways of peace. I want you to understand, never underestimate the power of faith. When everything's going wrong and nothing makes sense, we can choose to believe. We can choose. You have a choice. You know, God gives us free will, so we have a choice. So as we fix our eyes on Jesus and cry out for his point of view, he lifts the veil of darkened illusions and eliminates us with himself and illuminates the veil you are with himself. And we don't ignore trials, you all. Instead, we find Jesus in the midst of them. We refuse to allow our emotions to lead us, and we decline the enemy's opinion. Amen? See, faith is the anchor that keeps us from drifting into fear. You know, a lot of us are operating in fear. I'm afraid this guy. I'm afraid to go to the best. They're going to say, I'm afraid of what this guy. I'm afraid of you. You're so fixated on fear.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
But faith is the anchor that keeps us from drifting into
Amen.
Fear. It doesn't mean that the storm doesn't cause the boat to rock, you all. But despite the rocking, faith gives us sea legs and keeps us balanced. Hallelujah. Breakthrough moments come when we decide to remain aware of God's presence. God's presence is here. Hallelujah. Even when circumstances are screaming for our attention, we stand on faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
So are you walking today? Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight?
Okay.
My Lord is my God. How much faith is that if you're fixated on the things that you can see? Hallelujah. Because I'm here to tell you, you're operating in the flesh, but when you walk by faith and not by sight, you're operating in the spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible said that God is looking for those that will worship him in truth and in spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
My God, my God in heaven, so your blessed be Jesus. Let my faith in your prayer strengthen to the places I become weary. I won't give up. I will not stop believing. I will not dwell on things that contradict the reality of your kingdom. I will keep your faith ever before me. You are the truth that leads to my breakthrough.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Increase our faith because we can be honest with ourselves. See, you ain't got to be honest with nobody else first. First, you got to be honest with you, Hallelujah. Carol, Brenda, Connie, Hallelujah. Tim, Cassie, Talk, Hallelujah. Dorica, Darbina, Jordan, Sasha, Logan, Kendrick. Lord, you got to be honest with yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have that kind of faith to believe that God can do it? See, a lot of people, we have faith in our money.
Yeah.
When we wake up, the first thing is, oh, I might have to make more money. Right. I need to get to this job so I can make money. Don't even take time out to just thank God that God can give you everything without money. You got to ask your where's my faith at? Where's I put my faith in? Have I put my faith in money? Have I put my faith in man? Have I put my faith in God, the creator of all things? My Lord, he come out of all Shatiah.
Yes, Lord.
We bless God this morning, this afternoon, I'm so used to morning. We bless God this morning. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the one more time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To get it right. Hallelujah. I want to pray this prayer, which God would help us today.
Uh-huh.
And not just us, our families, our friends, and help us, keep us from harm. There's so much going on around us these days with COVID-19 and people getting sick, but I decree and declare healing today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm glad that the virus is defeated right now and we are victorious. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm glad that you speak that into your life and to your family today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, even when they give them a positive COVID-19 test, can you decree and declare the devil is a liar and that they are already healed and they will not have any symptoms. Hallelujah. That they made a mistake. Hallelujah. No, you heal. Because you have to understand when the enemy begins to speak, if you listen, those things that he's speaking begin to manifest in you.
That's right.
If you receive it, you put the doctor, you're trying to mean the doctor say something, you become that the doctor said.
Exactly.
You become the cancer. You become the COVID-19. You become diabetes. You become high blood. And you walk in, oh, my diabetes. Oh, my high blood pressure. Oh, my COVID-19. Oh, my cancer. You become that because that's the enemy that's standing to you. And you're not to take root in the name of Jesus. Because I want you to know that you can speak over yourself. Because you got that kind of faith. But that requires a certain kind of faith to believe when a doctor tell you and it didn't look like what they said. And you can stand and say, but God.
Amen.
I am here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Something to call fasting and prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just fast and pray and believe that when you're fasting, that God is already doing it.
Amen.
That takes a certain type of faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you all. Of course, I'm going to pray this quick prayer, but I'm going to have a whole lot of time to do it here as we wrap up the show. I thank God for you every morning. I mean, this was kind of like a preaching show, but I thank God today for the shout that we can shout and give God all praise going on. And I pray that every word that came out today, that it touched your heart, that it opened up your spirit to receive, to know that God is still able. In those times when you're thinking, I've been here a long time, Father God, when are you going to move in my favor? God, I see everybody else getting healed. I see everybody else being blessed. They're getting the house of call. They're getting their healing. I see them on Facebook or whatever social media I look at. They're getting all this stuff. But what about me? You forgot about me. She said, I'm protecting you in the wait.
Hallelujah.
Then wait on it. I'm going to do it for you, but I'm going to do it for you. So it don't look like man did it. It looks like I did it. The Almighty God. Amen. So if you're sitting there saying, God, when you go in there, I'm tired. God, when you start taking away where you are, say, thank you, Lord, God, that you kept me because you're so busy trying to lie to the doctor. God said, wait, I'm going to heal you. Just trust me. I'm going to do this for you. Just trust me. But I'm going to do a miracle work out of you. And you're not going to just go a little bit. But if you don't trust me and go, I can't protect you if you go from here. This place of faith is you're welcome.
Jesus,
and you have to doubt us here. It's going to take you out, Jeff.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father. I thank you all for tuning in. We have a few minutes left here on the show today, and we're back on Monday. I thank God for you all.
Yes.
I really do. All of you all for the happy anniversaries and the happy birthdays this last week. We really, really, my husband enjoyed ourselves together for our anniversary and my birthday was wonderful. I thank you all. May God continue to bless you all this year as you all start to celebrate your birthdays this year, 2021. And I believe that God will continue to keep us all. Amen. At this time, Father God, we just want to say thank you. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. I bless you to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you. Because I love you. I bless you at your joy, peace. And may God bless you all back for a Monday on the shop 12 noon. Invite somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing, yeah.